The record will indicate all the jurors are present, counsel and the parties present. During this phase of the case, there will be, first of all, evidence presented. You have a witness you want to call at this time, Mr. Pantone?
I do, Your Honor. Timothy Kish.
Would you please state your full name and spell your last name for the record?
Timothy M. Kish. K-I-S-H.
Thank you.
Mr. Kish, by whom are you employed?
By Illumina Incorporated.
And how long have you been employed by Illumina?
Since May of 2000.
What is your current position with Illumina?
I'm Vice President and Chief Financial Officer.
So you are the CFO?
Correct.
Are you a CPA, sir?
Yes, I am.
I'd like you to look, please, at what we have marked as Exhibit 389 in front of you. Show you the first page. Mr. Kish, is Exhibit 389 a copy of excerpts from Illumina's most recent 10Q report?
Yes, it appears to be.
This is filed with the United States Security and Exchange Commission?
That's correct.
And briefly, for the record, what is a 10Q report?
A Form 10Q means public corporations have to file each quarter a set of financial statements with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so that form is called a 10Q. Each year we have to file a 10K, which is an annual statement.
So is this document for the quarter ending March 31st,
2000? 2002.
I'm sorry. Is this the 10Q for the quarterly period ended March 31st, 2002?
Correct.
That's the most recent set of financial statements that Illumina has filed publicly?
It's the most recent public. Well, it's the most recent that's available.
And are the 10Q reports mailed to shareholders?
They are not mailed to shareholders, no.
Just filed with the SEC?
That's correct.
The 10K reports, are they mailed to shareholders?
Yes, they are.
All right. I have a blow-up of the second page of Exhibit 389. Is the second page of Exhibit 389 a copy of a portion of that same 10Q report?
Yes, it is.
This is Illumina's balance sheets.
Correct, as of March 30th.
Can you tell the jury what a balance sheet is?
A balance sheet is a statement that shows all the company's assets, such as its cash and its building, equipment, and its liabilities, the mortgages on those buildings, the amounts that we owe vendors, and at the bottom it shows our net worth, which is called stockholders' equity.
As of the quarter ending March 31st, 2002, if I'm reading this correctly, by the way, these numbers are in thousands, is that correct?
That's correct.
So as of the end of the quarter dated March 31st, 2002, Illumina's total assets were a little over $140 million?
That's correct.
And of that, a little over $10 million was in cash?
That's correct.
And the investments available for sale, that means liquid assets, does it not?
That's correct.
So it's true then that as of this date, March 31st, 2002, Illumina had approximately $87 million in liquid assets?
That's correct.
The total liabilities are shown on this exhibit as about $4.9 million?
That would be total current.
Where are total liabilities seen?
Balance sheets usually don't have a subtotal for total liabilities. They usually balance the combination of all liabilities, which is something kept on the line called stockholders' equity. And then they combine the stockholders' equity. The total equals the amount of total assets.
So is the total, then, you said stockholders' equity is the same thing as net worth.
That's correct.
So the net worth of Illumina, as of its most recently filed statement, was $99.131 million.
That's correct.
Let's take a look at the third page of this exhibit, please. You recognize the third page of Exhibit 389 is a page from the same 10Q report.
That's correct, yes.
The first section discusses legal proceedings?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yes.
By the way, in your capacity as CFO, are you responsible for reviewing and approving the financial statements that are filed with the SEC?
Yes, I am.
So in this particular filing, the most recent public filing, Illumina stated that Dr. Zarnik's lawsuit is without merit.
That's correct. That was our opinion as a company and with legal counsel.
In fact, in every public filing, have you commented on Dr. Zarnik's lawsuit?
In every one?
Since the filing of the lawsuit.
I couldn't answer that. There may have been selected ones where we have or have not. I can't attest to that.
But on more than one occasion?
Absolutely.
You have?
Correct.
Is it true in every time that you've commented on this lawsuit in public filings, you've indicated that the lawsuit is without merit?
That's correct.
The final page of Exhibit 389, that reflects your signature, sir?
That's correct.
You signed on behalf of Illumina?
That's correct.
All right. Now, I move for the introduction of Exhibit 389.
Any objection?
Well, Exhibit 389 is only a selected excerpt from the entire 10Q which was produced, so we would just suggest that the entire 10Q be offered rather than the selected excerpt.
It's 50 pages long. These are the only pages I needed to refer to.
Could I see the entire document? It seems it's a very voluminous document with a lot of information that's extraneous. Since what's been referred to up until now is the only pertinent part...
We'll stipulate to just the entry of that part.
Thank you.
Dr. Kish, let's take a look at Exhibit 390, which is in front of you, and I have a blow-up of it. Can you tell the jury what Exhibit 390 is?
390 is the same type of document we were just looking at, the balance sheet for Illumina, but now as of June 30th, 2002. And it was our estimate of the numbers that reflected all of the amounts that we will report publicly on July 18th, except for the amount of the verdict that's been awarded. And that will also end up being reflected in here, as well as an adjustment to these numbers.
When was this prepared, sir?
It was prepared, I think, the evening that it was requested. We were in the process of closing the books as these events were unfolding.
When was this document provided?
I think we provided it to you on Tuesday, so it would have been Tuesday the 9th. Is that the 9th?
This document is labeled confidential. Is that because this information is not available publicly?
That's correct. So this hasn't been filed publicly yet, so it's still confidential.
And again, on this balance sheet, if I'm reading this correctly, as of essentially today, Illumina's total assets are over $133 million?
Excluding the amount of the $2.2 million verdict, that would be correct. That's the only number we will adjust these by when we file these.
As we speak today, the total assets of $133 million.
Well, so a small clarification, given the appropriate accounting recognition of the verdict that's been awarded, would be to reflect that in the June 30th financial statement. So
it is correct. So we have a clear record. As we speak today, Illumina's total assets are of approximately $133 million, correct?
If we have to pay a settlement, we'll lose $2.2 million of cash out of the total assets column.
And today's cash and liquid investments, you have about $80 million.
That's correct.
What is the current stockholders' equity or net worth?
As shown here, it's $92.4 million. But again, that would be reduced by $2.2 million.
Nothing further. Thank you very much.